From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. All this month, in a series called Total Failure, we're learning about how setbacks shape our lives. Today, George Foreman, former heavyweight boxing champion. In 1974, Foreman suffered one of the greatest upsets in sports history, and he was not prepared for the aftermath. NPR's Michael May has the story.
George Foreman, at 25 years old, was a fearsome champion. 6'4", biceps thick and gnarled as oak, a permanent scowl on his face, and a right hand that flattened every opponent he faced. So when Ali challenged him in 1974 for a championship fight in Zaire, dubbed the Rumble in the Jungle, most bets were on Foreman. Ali was 7 years older, past his prime. He'd had his title stripped after refusing the draft in 1967, and he was struggling to become a contender again. Foreman was undefeated and planning to stay that way.
I could knock him out in one or two rounds. I just knew it. This was going to be an easy fight for me. I figured, boy, $5 million for two rounds? Wow.
Look at this now as they stare. Muhammad Ali beginning to talk to George Foreman.
He walked up to me, and they were giving instruction. I was staring him in the face, trying to intimidate him. He said, George, you were a little kid going to high school when I was champion of the world.
Is George Foreman's thundering punches going to be too much for him? Is the left hook that is so devastating, the tremendous left hook?
The first round, he withstood the power, and I figured I'd knock him out the second round.
He's not staying away. He's going after him.
I hit him in the side, and he leaned on me. And I thought, well, maybe he's going to fall. And he just whispered, "That's all you got, George." And I knew from that point on, this guy could take a punch and endure.
And Ali kept enduring. He would lean back on the ropes and just let Foreman hit him over and over. And by the eighth, he was exhausted from throwing punches.
Here we go, the bell sounds, round number eight, and an even fight here live.
He came off the ropes, and I came off the ropes with my hand down to come after him, and he hit me with the fastest right hand I'd ever remember receiving in the boxing ring. It was so fast, more than anything. Pow, pow! And I thought, no way, I'm going down. And I tried to catch my balance, but I hit the canvas. Boom!
Foreman had never lost before, and it was devastating.
You didn't know how important that people look at you, and they had somewhat of a, I hate to say fear, but it was, well, respect is kind of like fear, you know? Now all of a sudden these people are looking at me with a pitiful eye.
So you have to understand, Foreman didn't really have anything in his life except boxing. He'd grown up poor, literally hungry, without enough food. He was so ashamed he'd bring an empty lunch bag to school.
I've seen that pity before when you go look for a job years ago when I was a teenager and you know, you fill out your application, people look at you, we don't have, you know, that's all, we don't need anyone now, that kind of thing. There was back in that same position and I didn't like it.
Back then, he channeled that rage and frustration into fighting, first on the streets, then in the ring. And after losing to Ali, he became paranoid, didn't trust anyone, kept to himself.
Started trying to get a little hate going on in you. You know, I'm going to pay the world back. I'll show them, that kind of thing.
He won his next five matches. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the headline, "I want Ali again."
It was no longer the title. It had become my title.
But Ali would not accept the challenge. Foreman finally got his chance for redemption in 1977.
We're back. About ready.
He took on a talented fighter named Jimmy Young. Everything depended on this fight. If Foreman won, Ali would be forced to accept a rematch. He'd get that chance to win back his title.
Now look at George. Somber. Using the stare. Bout's underway.
It was clear from the first round this wasn't going to come easy. And by the 12th, Foreman was clearly exhausted. At one point, he fell to his knees.
Foreman, desperation registered in his face.
Less than a minute, Howard.
Jimmy Young!
The judge's decision, Young won. Foreman headed to his dressing room. The air conditioning wasn't working in the arena, and he began to pace back and forth to cool off.
And you're told, don't sit down after a boxing match.
Foreman says he became convinced he was going to die, says he could literally smell death in the room. He wasn't a religious man, but he started to pray to God for his life.
I started walking faster and faster. Everybody's looking at me. My legs started to curl, and I told everybody in the room, I said, yeah, I'm fixing to, before I could say another word, over my head, under my feet, around me, nothing. I was in this deep dog junkyard of nothing.
Foreman collapsed. His trainers had to pull him up and lay him down on the table.
There wasn't any hope. I said, I don't care if this is death. I still believe there's a God. When I said that, a gigantic hand reached in, and I jumped off the table and started screaming, Jesus Christ is coming alive in me. I got to save the world. They said, no, you need clothes on. But they held me down on a dressing room table until an ambulance came and took me to an intensive care in the hospital. That changed me forever.
Foreman gave up boxing that day. He became a minister. He opened a youth center. But the biggest change was right there on his face. George Foreman started smiling. Foreman looks back now, and it's like his whole biography has been turned upside down. He now sees those early successes as the real failure, because he didn't appreciate them.
I had gone over to Africa. You know, I didn't see a wild animal in the natural. I missed all those things. A whole lifetime missed. I was too concentrated on the 1-2, left hand, right hand punch.
10 years after losing to Jimmy Young, Foreman entered the ring again. He says he did it to raise money for his youth center. But there was something else. He wanted to show he could still win, but this time without hate or anger.
The second time, I got a chance to journey in life. I was going to find out words like konnichiwa, what they mean. Back to South Africa, I wanted to meet, see the different tribes. You get a second chance to live, and it makes a better person out of you. You realize that wasn't really a loss for me in Africa. It was a gain that I didn't appreciate.
In 1994, George Foreman regained his title at age 45. He was the oldest fighter to ever win the heavyweight championship. Michael May, NPR News.